a knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are.
One of our favorites, Suzanne Summers, has a new book out. We love having her on. Two's Company, a 50-year romance. Suzanne Summers, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Come and knock on our door. Welcome back. It's been too long, Suzanne. How are you?
I know. But I try to do a book every year and a half, so this is this year's book. This is my 26th book. And
26?
I know. My publisher's been wanting me to write this book for about a decade because I usually write health books.
Right.
Are you still?
I always said, that's what you do at the end of your life. And then I thought, you know, this weekend we will have been together for 50 years.
Wow.
Who does anything for 50 years? And it's so great. We have so much fun. Now, we started drinking tequila.
That's awesome.
So I'd never had a hard liquor drink in my life. And we put this bar in our house, and I talk about it in the book, Big Al's Bar. My husband's name is Alan.
Okay.
And you sit at the bar, and you overlook the desert, and the you know, at dusk, the light changes, and the lights come on in the valley below, and I put on that kind of music on the coast that, you know, like if you were at the Carlisle in New York, there'd be a guy on the piano playing that kind of... Have another drink and get romantic music.
Stop, Suzanne.
Paint the picture.
I'm visually stimulated.
And he'd call me at the end of the day in my office. His office is across the hall. And he'd say, want a date? I'd go, yeah. And so I knew what that meant. We meet at, I put on a little lipstick, go down to the bar, and I have a favorite glass. Favorite glass before, and he fills it with ice and then puts Patron Silver over it, and we sit there, and so we started, does it really nice. Some nights we dance, and and I make him dinner and candlelight, and we started doing it a couple of times a week, and it was three times a week.
Yeah.
You got a sister?
Four times a week.
Boy.
So that's a lesson in love. I like it.
So really, the key to it is that no matter how long you've been together, there still has to be just the two of you, kind of, you know, a date night, even in your own house.
I think dating is so important. It's not so much drinking the tequila, but it's that.
That helps.
That helps.
But there are no cell phones. The music is playing. The light is beautiful. It's romantic, and we talk, and we're just totally focused on talking to one another, and we talk, and it's how I put my most recent Vegas act together. We sat there. I didn't have a writer for this act. I didn't want one. I think the best acts are if you just are yourself and are so genuine, you can connect with your audience.
Yeah.
And I'd sing to him, and he'd go, oh, that's good. And then we kind of talk about what the wraparounds would be. I opened that act to get the best reviews of my entire career.
Really?
Yeah, they said things like, Vegas is back. And because I always loved Sinatra, and I love the way he came out looking like, you know, he's just going to make it up as he goes along, which, of course, is not true. But I learned a lot from Sinatra. He gave me my first singing lesson I talk about in this book. And I liked what he did, and I wanted to do a female version of that. And so my husband and I, you know, he made the deal. We produce. We have this business together. And it all is because I got fired. If I didn't get fired, which was crappy, to be at the height of my success on the number one show with the highest demographics of any woman in television, when I signed on for Three's Company, I just signed on for whatever. I made no money on Three's Company. But by year six, my contract's up, and I've been on the cover of Newsweek and 2020 and 60 Minutes and everything, every magazine cover, everything.
Yeah.
And they wanted to make an example that if they could fire me with the highest demographics, number one show, that no woman would have the
power,
audacity to ask for what the men were being paid. Because at that time, the men were being paid 10 to 15 times more than I was making. So it wasn't, I mean, Chrissy Snow is the most unlikely feminist, but honestly, it was more about fair, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are they 10 and 15 times better than me? I don't think so.
You're a pioneer in that aspect, and it's only finally coming to 2017 where people are paying attention. You were doing it 30 years ago.
Yeah, I lost, but I won. Yeah. I lost, but I won.
How was your relationship?
Yeah, you kept your pride. And
how was your relationship with John Ritter and Joyce DeWitt after that?
Well, that was the crazy thing. No one from the show ever talked to me. No phone calls. No, and you would think a phone call of, oh, I'm so sorry, this happened. I was shunned, and I think it had something to do with the producers. Either you're with her and against us, or
yeah,
yeah,
them.
Pick a side.
I saw John at an event one night. We locked eyes for a nanosecond, and he did an about-face and left the venue. So that went on until a month before John died. And I talk about this in the book. And I loved him. And, gosh, we were so good together. When Chrissy and Jack, you know, it was like a ping-pong ball game.
Oh, yeah.
And I bet he was upset that he lost such a great sparring partner, I'm sure, because I would have been upset if he was off the show.
Right.
So a month before he died, not knowing he was going to die, I'm having my hair washed at the beauty salon, and I'm in the shampoo bowl, my head in the back, and the receptionist comes up. She said, you have a phone call. I said, thank you. Can you take a message? She said, it's John Ritter. I looked at her, so I put a towel on my head. I got to the phone. I said, John? He said, hey, babe, and I knew it was him. And then he said, and I had to put on my big girl pants, he said, look, babe, I forgive you. And I had to gulp, like, but I found myself saying thank you. I thought, grow up, Suzanne.
Yeah. You took the high road.
Yeah, no kidding.
The high road. And so he wanted me to come on his show, Eight Simple Rules, and I said, what's the setup? And he said, I have a nightmare, and in my nightmare, you and Janet are in my nightmare. I said, yeah.
Yeah, thanks, but no thanks. Yeah.
Hey, Suzanne Summers is with us. You were in Playboy a few times. What is your memory of Hugh Hefner, and did you ever go to the parties at the mansion?
No, I never went to the parties, and I write about this in the book. A terrible trip to Mexico where I needed money, and I wake up, and the photographer is taking pictures of me in bed, and he's going, you have such a beautiful body. And at that time, as I explained, I was a single, really teenage mother, and I had $20,000 worth of doctor bills because he had been run over by a car, and I couldn't pay it, and I had bill collectors, and it was just a real low point in my life. And he said, if I took these pictures of you and you were chosen playmate, you could get $15,000. And all I could think of was, wow, that would get me out of debt. And, oh, my God, I have to be nude and my family and everything. So I let him take the pictures. And then I was chosen to be a Playmate of the Month. And Alan picked me up at the airport. We weren't married yet. And he was real quiet. And we get to the Playboy building. And I'm about to get out. He touches my arm. He said, just remember this. For as long as you live, you will be known as a Playboy Playmate. And I just sat there and I thought, that's so not who I want to be. And I didn't do it. I left a whole crew up there. So when I'm at the height of my success in the first year or two, that photographer sold me out and sold the test pictures, which were real bad.
Yeah.
And in order to get those back from Hugh Hefner and have him destroy those and never run them again, because I mean, I didn't have any makeup. I probably looked great. You know, I'm 19. You look great.
Yeah, you look great now.
Yeah. But that, so I did do a Playboy shoot that I could control, and we did do that. So they're out there. My grandchildren have seen them.
Yeah.
At that point, don't hide it. Yeah, this is what Grandma did. It's okay.
Yeah, from the day they could understand anything, I said, just know, I am a different kind of grandma, okay? Just know that.
Hey, that's a great grandma, though. So, and when we think of your acting, you know, it all began in American Graffiti as the blonde and the Thunderbird, but I'm looking at some of your credits here. I mean, you worked with James Garner in Rockford. Yep. You were in Clint Eastwood's Magnum Force. Are there little tidbits about some of the greats you worked with back in the day and even today, maybe?
Well, those were all parts that, you know, I was something they could pick up extra in San Francisco because I was living in San Francisco.
Aha.
I seem to get those kind of parts. Magnum Force, I have seen Clint many times since, but I didn't have a relationship with him.
Good to see you, Suzanne.
It's kind of like Harrison Ford playing Batman, your voice there.
You are hot, Suzanne.
What, Step by Step? People forget Step by Step was on TGI Friday forever.
Years.
Yeah.
Longer than Three's Company.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
It was Les Moonves, who is the president of CBS, who gave me my television comeback. And I'm really indebted to him because when I was fired, not only did no one from Three's Company talk to me ever again, but I was shunned from the industry because they put out a smear campaign against me and my husband. I'm greedy, and who do I think I am? And he's Bengali, and he ruined my career. And it was just hard to crawl out from under that. So that's why we walked away and went to Vegas and created the business and Thighmaster. And selling 10 million Thighmaster was another
How are the thighs these days?
I'll tell you, that little 1995 product, I use it every day. I have no jiggle, anything. I work without stockings and you know.
Yeah, jiggle's good unless it's on your thigh.
Hey, and you know what? We should bring this up because you mentioned this to us years ago. You haven't farted in like 30 years, have you?
I remember that. Because you were eating so well, and that's something else. You get older, you got to watch what you eat, but that stuck with us, Susie.
I haven't gone 30 minutes without a fart, and you've gone like decades.
Al, they're saying, I said, I haven't farted in 30 years. Are they right?
Yeah.
That is true love.
Suzanne Summers, it'll make a great Christmas gift. Two's Company, a 50-year romance with lessons learned in love, life, and business. Tell Al we said hey, and thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Suzanne.
What fun. Bye-bye.
All right, SuzanneSummers.com. You can get her on Facebook or Twitter @SuzanneSummers.